Thank you. I want to call the January 23rd meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. I would like to appoint Dia Bediaco as the timekeeper. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn? Carolyn Burden?
Here.
AC Bird?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Zakai Free?
Here.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose? Mike Martin? Mike? Afia Nwangaza? Afia? Margaret Prescott? Margaret? Sara Randawa?
Here.
George Reiter?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schrell? Wendy? Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Jack resigned from the board.
Oh. Sorry. Joe Gonzalez?
Yeah, I just got on the call, yes.
Yo Shimanaka?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Dan Siegel?
Here.
Okay.
Hi, this is Doc.
Okay, hi, Doc. Okay. So, if anybody came on and didn't hear your name called, let us know you're here. Otherwise, we're just going to proceed. And again, I want to appoint Nia as timekeeper. Next up is approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I move the agenda.
Second.
Yosh Verstack.
Okay, there's a motion to approve the agenda. It was seconded.
Yosh Verstack.
Zakai for the stack.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Yes, I move that we move the item which is entitled Election Committee Report and Motions from near the bottom of the list to immediately after acknowledgments.
Second.
Okay, is there a stack? You want to motivate that?
Well, yes. We have some very... This is a very important motion, which I failed to bring to the board's attention several weeks ago, and it relates to the cleanup of the mailing list, which I think we all painfully know that is a cause of much concern around the network. So we'd like, the Elections Committee would like to get this thing through the PNB so that the GMs can get to work on cleaning up their mailing list.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this? Okay. Does anybody object to moving this up? Hearing no objection, that will be moved below the acknowledgement. Okay. Zakai?
I'd like to make a motion that the Nadra Foster item be moved up after the whistleblower item on the agenda.
Yes.
Who seconded this?
Kathy.
Okay. You want to motivate that?
Yes, Madam Chair. We've been putting that issue at the bottom of the agenda for at least the last 3 to 4 meetings. I have not had a chance to address it. As a network that is committed to the listeners and volunteers, it shows a great disrespect to continue to put this towards the end of the meeting and overlook it. So I think that we can address it. couple of motions that have been kind of sent around through email. I think we can get through it very quickly and continue with the agenda.
Is there any other discussion?
Point of information, Madam Chair. This...
Go ahead, sir.
What motion?
I'll take them out.
I'm sorry, sir. What?
House regarding this matter?
I didn't hear you. What?
What information was sent out? Was there a resolution that was sent out? Or?
I think there may have been some time ago.
Yes, there was a draft resolution that was sent out probably about 3 meetings ago now. That's how old this issue is.
Mm-hmm. The question is, was there a... Do you have a copy of that that you could recirculate to the board?
Sure, sure. I'm sure I can pull that up.
Sorry, I'm not near the computer right now. That's why I asked. Okay.
All right. Thanks. If it's moved on the agenda and when it appears, I'll have the motion read. Is there objection to moving that? Okay.
Hi, Wendy's here.
Hi. Jamie,
here as well.
Jamie for the stack.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, I'd like to move that we have a special order to go to our executive session at 10:40.
10:40.
5 seconds, I'll explain why.
All right, second that. Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, it seems like we have a number of things to do there, and if we don't set aside at least an hour, we won't really be able to do them. So, a special order means that we have to go there at 10:30,
yeah,
regardless of where we are.
Second.
And who seconded it?
Kathy.
Okay. Okay. Is there... Oh, Jamie, you want to... Well, we haven't decided on the Nadra Foster thing yet. Is there objection to moving that up? Okay, hearing none, that will be moved up. Jamie, do you want to motivate that?
Yeah, I thought I did. Basically, yes, we have a number of things and sort of, we need time to get through all the stuff that we've set aside for that session. So if we don't set aside at least an hour... We won't probably get through it, so we need at least an hour. So if we have a special order for 10:40, that'll give us one hour, since we started our meeting around 8:40. It's a three-hour meeting.
Madam Chair, this...
Yes, sir.
Since the meeting is supposed to last for 3 hours at the most, where does this time would come from? Would that time be taken from where?
Probably planning the LA meeting, but let's just go and see where it goes. I think this will be what I think. Okay?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to move the consideration of the whistleblower rescinding that motion or whatever it is to the last item on the open session agenda because of the fact that I don't think it's an emergency and we have other pressing matters that we need to get to.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving that?
Yes, this is Nia, I do.
Go ahead, Nia.
Second. Okay. This has been on the agenda for a very long time. And I sent out email, as everyone knows, everyone by now should have read it. It's only going to take 10 minutes. That's all we should just do it and dispose of it and get it over with. The auditor is almost done, and I think we should do everything within our power to try to get this approved. It was deep sixth in governance. That's not the mandate of the governance committee, is to do this. So that's why I would like to not have it. It should only take 10 minutes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, let's have a roll call vote on that, please.
Thank you.
Grace? Aaron?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes, you.
Madam Chair, this is me.
Yes, what?
Yes. The vote is to move or not to move. Exactly what?
There's a motion on the floor to move it to the last item, so
okay.
That's what we're voting on.
Okay, just want to be clear. Thank
okay.
you.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Pass.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
No.
Mike, no. Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Margaret Prescott? Sarv Randhawa?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Tazuma? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Zakai Free?
Yes.
Sherry, Bonnie, back.
Sherry, this is Jamie with a point of order.
This is the point of order.
Did we decide what to do about the motion to set the time for the executive session?
No, I don't think we did. I apologize.
No problem.
We'll go to it now.
11 yes, 6 no.
Okay, so that's moved to the end. Let's go back on the executive session. Motion from Jamie that we make it an order of the day.
A special order.
Special order. Is there an objection?
At 10:40.
Hearing none, that will be the special order. Okay. So now the...
Bonnie to stack.
Go ahead, no. Bonnie.
I know everything is important, of course, that we're dealing with, but it seems kind of to me that we've got the report on our January meeting, which is happening in 5 days, 6 days, at the bottom of the agenda now, where we have an hour-long executive session. I just think it would be kind of silly if we didn't get to discuss the plans for a meeting we're all supposed to go to in 6 days. I don't know where to suggest we move it up to.
Jamie has a suggestion.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. This is Nia. Time is up. That was a signal.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have a suggestion.
3 minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Somebody else's voice, which I can't.
Yeah, Sherry, this is Jamie. I had a suggestion for the L.A. meeting.
Yeah?
Could it be moved ahead of the items about the affiliates election, the PSW election and CPB? There's a group of stuff. This could be ahead of that.
Are you making that as a motion?
Well, I was offering it to Bonnie, but yeah, I would make
yeah.
it a
sure, motion. That's fine.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who seconded?
Doc.
I'm sorry, who?
Doc.
Doc, okay. So you're moving it to where?
Well, I've kind of lost track here. We have acknowledgments, then what's first, elections?
Yeah.
Then we have
NADRAFA.
Mm-hmm. Then I guess it would be right after that.
Yeah, then the PNB delegates, then financial update.
Right, it would be between NADRA and the PNB delegates.
Correct. Is there an objection? Hearing none, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objections? Okay. and is approved. Acknowledgements, 5 minutes.
You see it, Zach.
Go ahead.
I wanted to acknowledge Grace Aaron for her vigilance with regard to the terms of the loan and calling it to our attention despite great resistance at various points and abuse at others. And I think she should be applauded for having done that. So thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Any other acknowledgments?
George?
Go ahead.
At this moment, what's being streamed by John Almella, and one of the acknowledgments I want to make is for John for always being there, always getting it done, no matter how late the event goes or when it's going. But it's being streamed, and it'll be archived on KPFTX, which is produced by Otis Hardy McClay. It has been for years. That's where you find our archives for this show, and I want to acknowledge Otis for his commitment to the network, for making that service and for the making that available to us, since it's not on our website.
Hear, hear.
Wendy?
Go ahead.
I just want to acknowledge all of the PNB members that are going to be leaving the board. I mean, of course, I acknowledge all of us, but those that are leaving the board, it's, you know, I appreciate everything everyone has tried to do. And so I know Sarv and Ambrose are actually at the ends of their 5-year terms. They're termed out. I don't know what's going to happen with PFW election, but it looks like maybe Robin Zakai might be leaving the board. Help me out here, you guys. Anyway, and Jack Van Aken, who, you know, put in an incredible amount of work and resigned just recently. Thank you all for everything that you've tried to do.
And Evelyn and Mike.
And you.
Oh, my God, I forgot my own station. That is so rude.
It's not unusual.
Thank you.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I would like to acknowledge Donna Neiman for being our secretary, unpaid, unfettered. She's absolutely wonderful, and she has decided to come to L.A. to help us out.
Thank you, Lord. There is a God.
And she will be, you know, not charging the foundation for hotels. So I think that's really, really incredible. And thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice of you.
Really. I have one more.
Go ahead.
I do, you know, thank you for reminding me. I do really want to thank Mary Berg, who has, you know, volunteered to help us for years now, and we really appreciate everything that she's tried to do for Pacifica.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Zakai. I'd like to acknowledge Jared Ball, who's a programmer in here in D.C., for having the courage to do a wonderful show critiquing Barack Obama on Monday, and the call that he received, people were telling him that he was doing the wrong thing. He still stood up, and I think that's really what Pacifica is all about, having a diversity of voices and opinions. So I'd like to acknowledge him.
Okay, anybody else?
Yes, it's here. I'd like to applaud WPFW and the station, the association with which it joined to broadcast the
KGNU.
Yes, thank you, KGNU, for the magnificent job that they did in broadcasting the inauguration. We simulcast it, and it just what made all the difference locally in terms of an alternative view of the inauguration and the opportunity to join in the national conversation that was held at the end of the broadcast. So again, I applaud WPSW and KGNU for the broadcast of the Obama inauguration.
Okay, Madam Chair, that's it. 5 minutes.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is election committee report in motion.
I guess I can report for the elections committee and then perhaps Bonnie. Well, in fact, I think I'll defer to Madam Chair if I can defer to Bonnie because I think she's proposing the motion.
There's no point deferring to me because I don't have my hands on it.
Okay. Then I'll recirculate
you wanna,
it.
You want to put everybody at them? I'm sorry. I'm sort of struggling here trying to get it.
Anyway, I'll recirculate it to the board, and I'll read the Elections Committee motion. It reads as follows. It is recommended that all five of the Pacifica Station's listener and staff membership lists be sent out as soon as possible for an NCOA, or a National Change of Address scan, after which the indicated correction should be made to each station's database under the supervision of its subscription manager or functional equivalent as soon as reasonably possible. Cost of an NCOA scan is approximately $4 per thousand or around $400 for Pacifica's 100,000 names. It is further recommended that this procedure should be repeated regularly, thereafter approximately every 6 months as a prophylactic measure. Two, that for all election mailings, it is recommended that the National Election Supervisor research the best mailing options to ensure receipt of corrected addresses such as, quote, return service requested or, quote, address service requested. Three, in order to save $48,500 to $67,500 in the next election, the Election Committee recommends that the PNB rescind its earlier motion mandating first-class mailing of all ballots and instead adopt the following motion, that standard class mail be used for the future elections instead of first-class mail, and that a CRE, or courtesy return envelope, instead of a BRE, or business reply envelope, be enclosed for return of ballots. That is the motion.
Madam Chair, this is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
I have a question. You said staff also. I don't know how much is this going to cost, but is there any way to save on postage to do the update through the station general manager rather than mailing those? How much is it going to cost?
Madam Chair, may I respond?
Yes.
Yes, anyway, this has been fairly thoroughly vetted by experts such as Steve Brown, and at $4 per thousand through a mailing house, you can't get much cheaper than that, and this is the best and cheapest that we can come up with. Now, just sending out an NCOA does not automatically clean up our mailing list. We're going to get changes of address, forwarding address unknown, and things like that. And we also have to clean out duplicate mailings. There might be duplicates between a staff member and a listener member. So, but this is the first step that we've got to undertake, and it's cheap. It's only $400 for all of Pacifica's mailing list. And as we know, improprieties or defects in the mailing list have resulted in litigation and costing just tens of thousands of dollars. So I urge the board to pass this committee motion. Thank you.
I'd like to second it, please. This is Kathy.
May I have a follow-up, Madam Chair?
Pardon me?
May I have a follow-up?
Yes.
Can I get on the stack, please? This is Doc.
Yeah, I know it's $4 per thousand, but wouldn't the general manager be, I would assume, well, I don't know, maybe my assumption is wrong, that the general manager of the station should, he or she should be the best source of the staff's current address.
Okay. Who said that, Bonnie?
Yeah.
All right. Doc?
I'm asking Yosh.
Yosh, would you answer?
Yes, I think that would be placing an onus on general managers who are stretched in with understaffed stations as it is. I don't know. You know, it's, you know, clearly we've got members' addresses in our database at the station, but that's just one small portion of our database. We really have to clean up our listener member addresses as well.
Doc?
Okay. And turning this over to a third party to handle, what information do we just give them already, mail that's already ready to go, or are we giving them our list, or what are we doing exactly?
Okay. Bonnie?
Yeah,
can you answer that and do what you wanted to say?
I actually confess to having been a little confused about this NCOA stuff during the election calls myself. If I understand this right, Yosh, correct me. We don't actually send out a mailing in order to do this, right?
That is correct.
This is actually just a service where you send it to, I think there are a number of different people who do these, or we can do them through the USPS. But it is a service so that we will get back information on those that don't match up with current addresses that the post office is holding. Is that correct?
Correct.
So that's my understanding, not that it's $4 a thousand plus the cost of mailing something to our entire membership. I also confess, I don't know, I must have been on drugs that night, but I don't remember the staff membership list being part of this, because I agree with Nia, it really makes much more sense for the staff list to be handled by the management of the radio stations. Just inherent in being staff, you would hope that some current address contact information, emergency contact information, et cetera, is in the hands of the station. So if my understanding of NCOA is correct and that it is not an additional mailing cost on top of the four per thousand, it would make sense to me, but it makes the most sense to me if it's the listener list that we're talking about.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead. Carolyn, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I think the staff list was included simply because it is so small, and presumably these addresses will be entered and corrected locally at every station, but this particular scan is of the entire database, so I don't think that staff lists are any less or more immune to problems than membership database, and I think it was understood that the staff list is included. All the lists. I mean, there's such a small part of the entire list that able to exclude or to separate the list. It's a really cost-efficient measure, I must say.
Wendy on the stack.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Can I get on the stack again, please? This is Doc.
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy, and then Doc.
We've seen it all throughout since we started having these elections that actually the staff lists are the most difficult. We've been having these debates over whether it was even appropriate for a station that had a unpaid staff organization for the
general manager to even know the addresses of the people that are on the staff. I think, you know, really we would be crazy to do this without including the staff. It just will be helpful. There will still be a lot of other work to do on the staff list, but at least to find out if the addresses are correct. I mean, I've been saying this for years, is just we need to know who's on our radio station. They have our greatest assets in their hands at any moment, and so really this would be a good step in just helping to get all, it would be solving a lot of, or, you know, working on a lot of problems at the same time.
Madam Chair, this is Sarf.
Go ahead, Sarf.
I'd like to send the list too. Somebody else is ahead of me.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wendy was. You're right. I mean,
no,
Doc.
That was Wendy.
Doc was. Go ahead.
I can wait, Sarf. I've already had something to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sarf.
My concern was, you know, whenever we're trying to give our subscription list to a third party, are there any kind of legal implications regarding disclosure, and are there any kind of binding kind of a documents that we can hold them to? And I think maybe Dan can address a little bit any concerns about that.
Okay. Doc?
I'm still not clear on what the process is. Do we turn over our list to a third party who then verifies the address? I need to understand the process. And if so, how do we determine who that, where it's going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody from the election committee?
Okay, I'm no expert. This is Yosh, but I believe the way it is that you probably give the mailing house a list on a floppy disk or...
No.
Okay, and who picks out the mailing, the clearinghouse, the mailing house?
Who picks that? Well, that can be done by the general manager. You know, it's you know, there are dozens of them in every city.
They're bonded to keep that stuff.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Okay.
I want to be clear before I take my vote. And I, you know, a lot of times when people ask questions, I make it like, you know, you ought to know that. Well, I've never done this before. And I'm trying to be really clear that we're not handing our stuff over to some third party we don't have control of.
That's right.
On the stack, please.
Kathy, on the stack, please.
Yes.
Would it be possible to use the same company that does the mailing for the ballots?
Yes, Carolyn, on the stack, please.
All right. Carolyn?
Indirectly, yes, we could use any old mailing houses are bonded, that's true. And the NCOA is a national database. I believe it's a federal government or post office service. And if I'm not mistaken, so the security issues, the Elections Committee really did look at this carefully. Sometimes it's hard, but you might just have to trust a committee that spent a great many hours on this. And I listened more than participated, but I know that it was thoroughly vetted. So I would really recommend doing this. The security issues are, I think, not really existent. I'm quite... I say easy that there's no security issue here with our list, which, as you know, has always been a question for me. I do think it's well worth it. The cost is minuscule, and it will save a good deal of money in returns just to have the list cleaned. So I would urge people to vote for this and look things up if they're really not sure. But I would certainly urge voting for this. There's no security issue that I can see.
Go ahead, Nia, and then I think I heard Kathy.
I would like to make a motion. I would like to make a motion that just to follow up on what Kathy said, that we use the mailing house that was used to mail the ballots. That was called, I forgot the name of it. Whatever the name of it, that's my motion. To use the mailing house that mailed the ballots for the election 2000, where are we now?
Second. Bonnie to Stack.
Okay. Kathy, do you want to talk to this or not?
Yes, I did. I was just going to say that it seems that perhaps the concern is that some particular individual might end up with the list, and I just was going to say that it should be nobody connected with the PMBs or LSBs that would provide this service. If we could guarantee that, then we should be okay.
Carolyn on the staff?
Next is Bonnie.
Yeah, I just looked on the U.S. Post Office site. NCOA process belongs to the Postal Service. Consists of computer software purchased, leased, or developed by the licensee to access the NCOA National Change of Address data. The Postal Service certifies the process and licenses the NCOA product to private sector companies for commercial mail list processing or internal mail list management. So in theory, I am in favor of NIA's amendment, but I think we need the information as to whether that mailing house is one of the NCOA licensees.
It's time, Madam Chair. Sorry.
Okay. We're at time.
Move to extend for 2 minutes.
Second.
Is there an objection?
Yes, I move to extend for 5 minutes so that I can present a report, or I would request 2 minutes after the vote in order to present a report.
Second.
Okay, is there an objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, go ahead.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to just point out that the mailing house was used to send the ballots. Bonnie's point is well taken. It may not well be on that list, but also it was relatively expensive. There was an insistence from the national office that we use that mailing house, but it was more expensive than several others that we looked at. So I would not like to bind the foundation to using a particular mailing house until we had examined both of those issues, the cost and the security.
Move to call the question.
I didn't call on you.
Madam Chair, Yosh for the stack.
All right. Go ahead, Yosh.
Yes.
And then Nia.
Move to call the question.
Question's been called. Is there an objection to calling the question? Okay. Madam, what are we voting on? Could somebody repeat it?
We're voting on my amendment to use the mail house that was used to mail our ballots.
Okay. Well, we're voting on the underlying amendment to approve it with the, and you amended the motion to add that.
Point of order. You have to vote the amendment first, and then you vote on
that. That's what we're doing, George. I was just clarifying that we're voting on Nia's amendment to include it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron. This is just the amendment. No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Pass.
Pass. Is it Kai Free?
No.
Ambrose is not here. Mike Martin?
Abstain.
Mike?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Effie Nwagaza?
No.
Margaret Prescott? Sar Frandala?
Yes.
George Reiter?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schrell.
I think we probably need to shop it. I guess I'll abstain.
Abstain? Bonnie Simmons?
Abstain.
Lori Tagoma? Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yo Shamanaka?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
I have 10 no, 4 yes, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, now we're going to, well, okay, we're back to the original motion. Please read the motion again.
Yes, it is recommended that all 5 of the Pacifica station's listener and staff membership lists be sent out as soon as possible for an NCOA scan, after which the indicated correction should be made to each station's database under the supervision of its subscription manager or functional equivalent as soon as reasonably possible. The cost of an NCO scan is approximately $4 per thousand or around $400 for Pacifica's 100,000 names. It is further recommended that this procedure should be repeated regularly thereafter, approximately every 6 months, as a prophylactic measure. 2. That for all election mailings, it is recommended that the National Election Supervisor research the best mailing options to ensure receipt of corrected addresses, such as, quote, return service requested or, quote, address service requested. 3. In order to save $48,500 to $67,500 in the next election, the Election Committee recommends that the PNB rescind its earlier motion mandating first-class mailing of all ballots and instead adopt the following motion, quote, that standard class mail be used for the future elections instead of first class mail, and that a CRE or courtesy return envelope instead of a business reply envelope be enclosed for return of ballots.
Bonnie Destack, Madam Chair.
Time is up.
Madam Chair.
Time is up.
Madam Chair, I believe those are 3 motions, not 1. We're voting. We need to just vote on the one we discussed.
Okay. And that's a point of order, Ms.
Point of order.
Okay.
A motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Point of order.
Go ahead. Point of order.
All three were on the floor and were presented as a single motion. You can move to divide the question now if you want and vote on them one at a time, but they're all up to be voted on.
Move to divide.
Okay. There's a motion to divide. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Of course. Let's take a vote on that. Madam Secretary?
Sorry, just give me a second. Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No reason.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Sakai Free?
No.
Mike Martin?
No.
Effie and Mangaza?
No.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv? George Reiter?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross? Jamie? Wendy Schrell?
I'm sorry, what are we voting on?
The move to divide this amendment into 3?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Ranzala?
No.
Yo Shamanaka?
No.
Eleven no, four yes.
One pass?
I'm sorry. Who passed?
I believe Bonnie Simmons passed. Is it my turn?
Didn't pass. I voted yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Did someone pass that I missed? Sometimes I don't hear everything. I'm sorry.
My mistake, John. I'm sorry to confuse.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to vote on this motion now, Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron. Grace?
Sorry, this is on the three election motion, or the, yes.
Nia Vidiaco?
Nope, just scanning.
No. Evelyn Bethune?
Abstaining.
I didn't hear you.
She abstained.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
AC Bird.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Sakai Free.
Yes.
Mike Martin.
Yes.
Effie Nwangaza.
Yes.
Sarah Randella? Sarah? George Ryder?
Yes.
That was a yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
I'll abstain.
Joe Ranzala? Joe?
Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I have a inquiry.
Yes.
So, does this mean that we have rescinded the motion from a couple of years ago mandating first-class mailings?
It appears that way.
Or is there a further process? I mean, it's just worded that it recommends that we rescind. So, in just passing this, does that mean that we have rescinded it?
No, I guess so. Could we have the count on this vote, please?
Yes, it's 12 yes, 2 no, sorry, 2 abstentions.
12 yes and what?
2 no.
Thank you, Donna.
This is Grace. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, I suggest that we simply move another little a motion saying that we are rescinding any past policy to mandate first-class mailing.
I think that we're at time on this thing now.
Yes, time's up.
Time is up. So I'll forward this to the stations with what I think is a recommendation that we're not, that they're no longer bound to send it to us.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Someone is playing the guitar. I love that, but not on the meeting.
It's not order. It's a point of personal privilege. Somebody, could you mute your music in the background? Thank you. Next item is Nadra Foster. Go ahead, Zakai.
Okay. I'd like to offer this resolution, which I'll email to everyone now. I'll read it as it's going out. Be it resolved that as a listener-sponsored network, largely staffed by volunteers and community members, We deplore the decision by KPFA Pacifica Management to call on the Berkeley Police Department to remove Nigel Foster by force from KPFA offices. We request that Pacifica Management propose a policy for so-called bannings that include criteria and processes for such actions. These should be sent to the PND for review and comment. Such criteria should be incorporated in paid and unpaid employee agreements. Stipulate that bannings are primarily done to protect paid and unpaid staff in the workplace from dangerous and threatening behaviors and to protect station assets, not as a means of settling personal scores. It should advise unpaid staff of how they can respond to such proposals, and they should ensure that paid and unpaid staff be given written notice of such banning. Police should be called to remove someone from a Pacifica station if and only if that person is threatening the safety of paid and unpaid staff or poses an obvious danger to the station's physical plant or technical infrastructure. I'm sending that out to everyone now. That's my proposed resolution.
It's a resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I on your list, Rikai? This is Donna.
I'm sending it out to the general board list.
I'll forward it to Donna.
Thank you.
Okay. While you're all waiting for that, I've told this board on four separate occasions that in response to that incident, I requested from all five general managers with whom I've been having regular meetings that they provide to me the access procedures and behavior code for the station. I have that. It will be compiled in a formal report and presented to the PND in Los Angeles at the January meeting, the end of the month meeting. And that I did in direct response to the incident that occurred at KPFA, so that there will be a policy and procedures for access and a code of conduct that reflects a general code and a specific one because of the unique conditions that some stations operate under. And to repeat as an example those unique conditions, Texas is a station that has been bombed twice and shot at twice. So the security measures for access to that station are somewhat different and more stringent than those that apply at other stations. All of us, of course, had an experience of D.C., and all of the security access procedures and codes of behavior will be compiled for the board. Is there a stack on this? Anybody gotten it yet? Let me see.
Yes, I've gotten it. We've all gotten it, I think. If resolutions need a second, I certainly would second that.
I second the motion.
It's not a motion, it's a resolution.
A resolution.
Who is that, please?
The Carolyn second.
That was actually Rob Robinson.
It was both of them.
Okay, is there any more discussion on this?
Rob's name on as one of the authors, or I'm not sure of the motion as it came through, had two signatures under it.
I didn't receive it at all, so I can't actually answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it was drafted by Rob and myself.
Oh, so what, you're saying I shouldn't second it, Carolyn?
Well, I would love to have the honor, but you certainly may if you can. Feel free.
You go ahead, Carolyn. I did draft it with the guy.
I would be happy to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Bonnie the Stack.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm just a little confused by it. All right, it's a request for management to propose a policy, correct?
I can't answer your question.
Can I have Zakai answer my question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes.
It's a request to put together a policy. And And then I'm near the bottom where it says, they should ensure that paid and unpaid staff be given written notices of such banning, which I assume is part of the criteria for the policy that they're going to create.
Right. As it reads, there are a few touchstones or guidelines that we would like to see in the policy that they will work on. Sherry just threw in that new information that she already has something, but she hadn't said that before, so it's good to find that out now.
It's not new. I've been saying it for the last five meetings, several months.
Oh, okay.
The thing that I just get a little confused with is after that it says it sort of has a policy for when it should be called, and I just think that we need to be very careful that we make sure that we are happy and stand behind the wording around that, because you have to protect everyone working at the stations or within our buildings, and not give people the impression that if they... it just seems like it's changed to... Don't you think we should be letting the management who are going to propose this policy carefully put this language around when and if police are ever called?
I think that the guideline that we put there is to really make it clear that police should be the last resort, particularly in our situation being community radio, and also being mostly staffed by volunteers, and that the limit that we draw should be, you know, as it says here, personal safety, as well as the safety of the station's equipment and physical infrastructure. These are guidelines. We're saying this is the issue that we would like to see incorporated into any policy that comes out of the management. So that's why that's included in there.
This is Doc. Can I get on the stack?
Go ahead, Doc.
I agree with the presentation. I think that we have waited much too long in terms of making a statement and doing something. And I'm sure the general managers are working on it, and I really appreciate that. But I really think that this body needs to make some kind of statement about what occurred, and I have expressed this previously, but I think what happened was out of line and over the top, and we really need to make a statement concerning it.
Jamie?
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to thank Zakai and Rob for this motion. I agree this subject should have been dealt with sooner, but that's the way it goes. It seems to me, my understanding of the incident, that one of the issues out there was that, it was said that the person was banned, but the person didn't know she had been banned, and other people didn't know this person was banned. So this part of this resolution that calls for a more clear and transparent policy regarding bannings, I think, is an excellent thing. You know, of course, it may come to people having to be banned, but at least it, you know, everybody should know, and there shouldn't be confusion. I would propose a very small amendment in this motion in the very last sentence. The last part of it says, if and only if that person is threatening the safety of paid and unpaid staff or poses an obvious danger to station's physical plant technical infrastructure. I believe we should add, including the paid and unpaid staff, I'd like to amend it to include and guests and volunteers.
That's consistent with the sense of the language. I think that's fine.
I second that.
Zakai?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right in line. I think that's great.
Okay, I thought Zakai wanted to speak.
No, I didn't see
anything. Okay. Sorry, I thought that was your voice. Anybody else on the stack?
George.
Go
Who?
George.
Go ahead, George.
In the same vein, just to sort of clarify, it begins with, we believe that the Pacifica management should propose, and it's written from the perspective of the two people who wrote the statement, but we're passing it by the PNB right now. Well, I'd just like to change that to, the PNB requests that Pacifica management should propose a policy, so-called. Makes it very clear it's coming from us requesting to the general managers that they do what they're doing. With these considerations in mind.
It's okay with me if it's okay with Zakai, I think.
Yes.